As school is ending on Tuesday afternoon, Bruce Chatwin, a registered sex offender, entered the J.R. Smith Elementary School in Heber City. He was with his girlfriend, who has a child attending the school. School staff was familiar with Chatwin's sex offender status and immediately contacted the police. Wasatch School District Administrator James Judd says Utah law prohibits Chatwin from being on school property.
State law indicates that registered sex offenders are only allowed to visit schools if they have a biological child, a child of whom they are a legal guardian of at the school, and follow certain protocols.
According to the district's statement, Chatwin was at the school to meet with a teacher. The meeting did not occur, and he was arrested at his home shortly after leaving the school. Judd says the staff and the police department acted quickly.
The administration, faculty, and staff obviously took this incident very seriously. Because of the quick actions of the school, we believe no students were ever in harm's way. We would like to thank Heber City Police Department for the ongoing partnership we enjoy with them and their quick response to yesterday's incident.
Judd says the district has policies and security measures in place at all of their schools.
It's our policy that anybody who visits a school during school hours must check in with the front office and get approval to be there. J.R. Smith Elementary actually has a security door that remains locked during school hours, and you have to literally be buzzed in by somebody in the office before you can get into the building. We take security very seriously, and we pride ourselves in trying to get to know all of the kids and their parents as a community as a whole. We believe that that helps ensure a safe learning environment.
Assistant Chief of Police Lieutenant Jason Bradley says the real story is the vigilance of the school staff.
This particular school is, the school district in general, the Wasatch School District, is very security conscious. And this particular school, J.R. Smith, is one of the best of the schools at being security conscious. And so kudos to them for paying attention. They are very good at challenging people that come into their school without credentials or checking in. And because of that, they recognized this individual was not supposed to be there and contacted law enforcement. And so we take a zero tolerance on offender registry violations, which this is one. And that's why that individual was booked into jail.
He says parents play a big role in keeping their children safe.
Their children need to know that they can go and talk to an adult if something bad is happening to them. Their children should have a code that they set up with their parents so that it's impossible for someone to show up and say, hey, mom told me to come pick you up because she was busy. And that's just training and practice on the parts of the parents and the children.
That's Heber City Assistant Police Chief Justin Bradley. If you'd like to check the sex offender registry, go to www.communitynotification.com/CAP. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.